It's unfortunate but true that in the course of every business, some employees choose to leave, others are let go. The process involved in terminating employment can be fraught with legal consequences, but it doesn't have to be. Our next guest is Donna M. Ballman of the law firm Donna M. Ballman, PA. She focuses on this area of the law, and she joins us now. Donna, welcome to Sky Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
It's a pleasure to welcome you here today. Now, you put a great deal of emphasis on severance agreements. What would such an agreement contain, and what are the benefits of those agreements?
Severance agreements are a good way for employers to avoid paying down the road on potential claims, and it's a good way to have both the employer and the employee leave on good, amicable terms. Most severance agreements are based on the length of service, a number of weeks or months per year. If there are potential claims, such as discrimination, whistleblowing, family and medical leave, those terms could be increased. Almost all have things like a release, an understanding of benefits on separation, such as COBRA and pension. And most should deal with confidentiality and trade secrets if they're to be protected. And finally, if there's any non-compete agreements, those need to be addressed in the severance package as a general rule.
Now, non-compete and non-solicitation agreements are often unenforceable. Why is that?
Well, one of the main ways that employers overreach in contracts is they try to set limits that don't have a legitimate interest to enforce. For instance, they may have no legitimate interest in enforcing against certain employees that perform low-level duties, or they may go way beyond what the employee had access to. Another way that employers can lose their ability to enforce the non-compete is if they breach the contract themselves. They don't pay all the compensation that's owed, or the agreements for too long of a time period, or the so-called confidential information that they're trying to protect is actually readily available to the public. Many companies get their sales leads from public sources like phone books, the internet, professional directories, and those can't be protected. Finally, I think that just being very careful in drafting these agreements, making sure that if there's an interest that is a real concern, a salesperson walking away with a book of business, that's where you need to draw the line and make sure you're very specific about what it is that you really do want to protect.
Are there certain things that the employer can do to make sure that these are legal agreements?
I would say that the most important thing is to really sit and figure out what the employee's job duties are and what it is that they're going to have access to that is exclusive to the employer. If you're Kentucky Fried Chicken and you want to protect that secret recipe, by all means protect it. If you want to keep a salesperson from walking away with customers that they're going to be getting access to, then limit that. But don't have them not able to actually go and make a living anywhere in the country ever.
Donna, thanks for the advice.
Thank you.
Donna M. Ballman is a member of the law firm Donna M. Ballman, PA. We reached her in their offices in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.